This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, another chilly day in the New England area, but that's okay. The important thing is if you're feeling well and having a great time, who cares about the weather? A little later on in the hour, joining us will be A. Sophie Wade. She is the author of Embracing Progress, Next Steps for the Future of Work. I'm sure we're all interested in hearing about that, but let's open up right now with Michael M. Heller. He's the president of Vera Bank, and I want to give you the website and spell it, VeriBanc.com. He's going to tell you what it's all about, and as I was talking with Michael during the break, I've been getting an increase in number of calls, emails off here, talking about the unawareness of this service, and I said, well, I'm going to join the group. I really knew very little, next to nothing about it. But it's an important part of whatever you do. And, Michael, good morning. It's great to have you. And I kind of want you to give an overview of my opening introduction here and some of your the characteristics that that people will see.
Well, thanks for inviting me back, Stu. So we're a bank rating and research firm. We've been in business since 1981. In case no one caught our previous interview. And we can tell you how financially safe your bank or credit union is, and we are completely unbiased. In other words, we have no potential for a conflict of interest because no bank pays us to rate them. The benefits of our service is the ability to detect over 99% of all bank failures, and usually at least 6 months in advance. The reason we don't hit quite 100% is, believe it or not, there are banks out there that have committed fraud when they file their financial statements, and those are the ones that we just don't catch. But that, thank goodness, that's a very small number, and as I stated, we catch over 99% of all bank failures. Our model is different than anybody else's model in that it's actuarially based. We have the broadest set of tests for analyzing banks, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, unlike most of our competition, we've never been paid by the banks to rate them. You won't see any links, click-through links on our website to banks, as we believe that that's an inherent conflict of interest, which is how we guarantee our clients there is no potential for a conflict of interest. We also have always published our track record or how effective our ratings are. You can go to our website, you can look under the rating system tab, and then click on the track record, and you'll see for one of the eight rating categories what the probability of failure is for each one of those eight ratings. And we're the only bank rating firm to have both our business model and our ratings model audited and approved by several insurance companies. So, Stu, that's basically what we can help people with. If they have a bank or a credit union that they want to do some research on, they can come to us and we can guide them along the way to understanding how financially safe their institution is.
The greatest fear in the market is fear itself, so to speak. And a lot of people are thinking, well, we've really gone along for quite a ride here after 2000, 2008. How's the banking industry doing today, and do we see any of the similarities that that we encountered back in 2008?
The short answer is yes and no. We just received the data for the entire banking industry for the quarter ending March 31st, this past week. And while the assets for the industry are almost $17 trillion, that's T for trillion, we are seeing a concerning trend in that more risky loans are being made. And we look at commercial real estate loans and construction and land development loans as the higher risky loans. And we're seeing an increase of those being made, again, across the industry over the past few years. Now, that by itself, you could argue, well, that's not really enough to be concerned about, and I would grant you that. However, banks, by regulation, have to establish reserves for all loans in their portfolio that they anticipate are going to eventually default. And that reserve we also track for the industry, and we're not seeing that keeping pace with the amount of loans being made. And again, in addition with tracking those items, we're also seeing a return of the home mortgage debacle that caused the 2008-2009 banking crisis. In other words, banks will make these loans, package them up, sell them to Wall Street, and as a result, they are kind of lackadaisical in the underwriting criteria that they're using, because by packaging them up and selling them to Wall Street, they clear those off their books from a capital standpoint, they collect fees, and they just start that process that over and over again, which again led to high profits for the banks, but the basic or the underlying underwriting models are flawed because the potential loan defaults that are going to happen on these mortgages are eventually going to come back home to roost. So we're not as severe as back in the 2008-2009 banking crisis, but again, we're seeing this trend start again.
Pretty scary, and you know, nobody's able to read the future. A lot of the brokers out there, the dealers, are using your ratings for a due diligence report?
Yeah, it's interesting. Over the past, I'd say, 2 or 3 weeks, we've actually gotten a number of phone calls from these broker dealers, and these are the folks that buy and sell stocks and bonds, but they also provide asset management services to their clients. And one of those services is to make sure, either by contract or by a model, that their clients have a certain percentage of their assets that are liquid. And of course, the placement of their clients' money into banks, either in CDs or money market accounts, is one way to meet that obligation. Now, oftentimes, they have a contractual requirement that they've set up with the client that says, we'll keep, or the client will say, we would like X percent of our assets liquid. So to protect themselves, and when I say to protect themselves, their professional liability risk, because they're handling other people's money, they use our ratings as a part of their due diligence report that they'll provide either to their clients and or internal auditors. And the reason they use our ratings is because they know we have no conflict of interest, unlike, again, a lot of our competitors, as well as they know our rating system is actuarially based. Now, why is that important for a broker-dealer? Well, it allows them to set the level of risk that they're willing to take or their customer is willing to take when they're placing funds at a bank, either in a CD or a money market account. So again, it helps the broker-dealer on two fronts. It helps them establish a level of risk that they're comfortable with, and it provides them with a level of protection for their fiduciary responsibility in that they're placing other people's money.
I have a couple of questions that are tied directly to this. But I'm checking the clock as well, and we're going to hold off. We're going to have you rejoin us next week, and
okay.
I incorporate these questions in because there's really not enough time. So in about 30 seconds, do you have a closing comment to make?
Sure. Anybody that's got CD money or money market money in a bank or has lines of credit, if you want to do your due diligence so that you know as much as you can know about the safety and soundness of your bank, give us a call or go to our website, verybank.com, and we're glad to talk to you.
Michael, always a pleasure having you on, Michael Heller. We'll see you back here next week.
Thanks, Stu.
Okay, we're up on our first break. Going to talk a little politics, then come back with some business the rest of the show, and encourage you to stay with us. Stu Taylor. The name of the show is Stu Taylor on Business. And don't go anywhere.